Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Fabian? Hello? Fabian?
Yes, yeah.
Hey, how's it going, man? Hey, my name's Hawk. I am one of the directors here at Local Splash. How's your day going so far?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thursday, right? Almost the weekend. Can't complain too much, I guess.
Yeah, you know, only the weather's a little weird, you know, that I'm here, so.
Yeah, is it really hot or just really cold?
Well, no, it's hot, but, you know, like, a couple hours is pretty hot, and then after, like, some go
away.
Oh,
I see, like, it changes all the time.
Yeah, and then, you know, like, the whole week is like that sometimes, you know, like, in this week, they say it's supposed to be, you know, rain, like, I think Saturday and Sunday, and that was what I said yesterday, but now it says only Sunday, so, you know, it's like, you know, we cannot do, like, plans for walks, nothing like that, because, you know, the
right, because it interferes with the work, too, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the only thing, you know, I'm here, yeah, the
right.
Problem with the weather.
Only problem, yeah. I guess that's not the worst thing in the world then, right?
Yeah, well, what can
it be worse. Yeah, right, what can you do? So that's a good way to look at it. You got to look at the positive side of things. So let's see here. So let me just confirm a couple things. So she just sent this over. Now for service area, she put you in for about 30 to 40 miles, and you're doing both commercial and residential work. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, but honestly, like when I spoke with her, I don't know how those work because before I was working with you know, this other company is from Yale, something like that. You know, they charge me some amount every month. And then after 2-3 months, they change it. They charge me more. They never
tell
me
really?
About that. You know? Yeah, so it's like, you know, I was like, you know, I was just cancel all that stuff, you know, and I said, I'm not, you know, I'm not dealing with anymore with those, you know.
Right,
companies.
I wouldn't
so,
either. Yeah, that's crazy. Are you talking about Angie's? The Angie's listing?
Was Yelp. I got Angie's too, for the last, and then like 2 years ago, but I still have the account with them, but I don't use it.
So Yelp was the one that did that to you, charging you more than they said.
Right. Yeah, Angie's too. You know, sometimes, you know, they send that you're supposed to be sending the customers to us, the information. So we try to connect to them. Sometimes the customer, they don't answer the phone, or they don't want to do a project anymore, or they hire somebody else. But
right.
They charge to us.
And they charge you automatically, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, that's why a lot of people end up canceling with them. You're not the first one, unfortunately. Yeah. It's a really weird system that they use. Like, no matter what, you're paying for leads, even if you get jobs or not.
Right, yeah.
With this, it's a lot different, actually.
I agree, you know, with, like, some of those people, you know, sometimes, you know, if I go, like, by a contractor, you know, I go and get, you know, some estimate to the client, and then,
right.
I know, yeah, the sometimes, you know, they, at least, you know, they call, like, 2 or 3 different companies and see which one's better, or
right.
Pricing, you know. So, whatever, who could give you probably maybe less, and then they have the jobs, and the other ones not, but they still, you know, charge you for the amount of money for each one, you know, no matter what, you know,
right.
That one is okay, that one fine, you know, I can say, okay, yeah, it's fine, you know, probably maybe my estimate is a little higher, or maybe not, you know, but, you know, like all the things, like, they send the link to us, to the customer, and then we try to, and then the customer, they don't know what we're talking about, you know. So that's it.
Right.
That's for real. You know?
And then you get charged either way.
Yeah. So that's.
So those fees start to add up every month, right? Like it was a lot per month.
Absolutely. Yeah. Depends, you know, how you, you know, if you, they send you each lead, you know, if they expire, they start charging you, or they send you the information to us, no matter if we contact you to the customer or not, it's still charged.
Yep. Very unfair. Yeah, for sure. To say the least, it's very unfair. I've actually heard that a lot. I'm really sorry to hear that because I hear that a lot. But you'll be happy to hear this, though. This is a lot different, okay? So when someone finds you on Google or any of these directories that we put you on, when they click to call you, the call will go to you only. So it's not going to anybody else but you. So there's some exclusivity to it, and you can cherry pick, like, you know, choose the jobs that you want to do. Even if you contact the customer, they're not going to charge you, right? So you're not paying per lead. And then, of course, you're getting them in the moment that they do the search, you know, when they want the job done. So there's higher probability, like more of a better chance that it's going to turn into a job, which is what you really want, right?
I did for everyone, you know. Everyone looks like
that. Right, for anybody. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because we don't just put you on Google. Now, of course, I mean, that's where most of the calls have come from because that's where everybody searches, but we also put you on Bing, the Microsoft search engine for first page placement, and then over 60 different directories. So like Yahoo, you know, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa even for like a voice activated search. So I mean, if anyone is searching in that radius on Androids, iPhones, talking to their phone, their car, Alexa, you know, asking for a service that you provide within that, you know, 40-mile radius, you're going to pop up on the first page. And then more people find you online organically. So essentially, it's an unlimited call service because we're just helping you become more searchable, helping more people find you. And then you won't pay per lead. It doesn't get sent to your competition. There's more control over it. And you don't have to deal with any of those headaches like you did before, right?
Yeah, that was like, you know, I was like, I don't want to hear, you know, something like a lot of people call me, you know, it's like a lot of like those calls from spams, you know, like they send me like a voicemail, you know, I don't know how we can, how we can get away from them, you know, like they keep calling us. And
like how to avoid them, yeah.
Yeah, it's very bad because sometimes we work, you know, in a phone call, you know, sometimes I have to really answer because we never know, you know, some customer or someone, you know, emergency, something like that. So we have to, you know, something, but, you know, it's like those people, you know, sometimes I get it mad, you know, when it works, you know.
Oh, definitely.
That, you know.
Yeah, I'd be mad too.
Yeah, so those, you know, it's talking. So keeping calling, you know, every time, you know, and so
bothering
that was
you all the time.
I was with this company Yelp, I think it was 2 years ago, I believe.
Uh-huh.
2 or 3 years. So yeah, same thing, you know. But what they're supposed to be, you know, like give you to, you know, the info from customers to us.
Right.
But the problem is with them is like They sometimes they send it like the jobs they we don't do it, you know.
So and then still charge you.
No, yeah, and I think it's like amount of the leads they send you. If you say probably maybe like 20 leads a month, yeah. So if you get that in less than 2 weeks. And then the rest of the month is you don't get anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
like if it runs out of leads and they don't send you anymore.
Right. And then some leads is like things like jobs they we don't provide those jobs, you know, we didn't do those jobs.
Like so they're sending you bad leads, like wrong leads and then still charging you and then you don't have any more leads left and you haven't gotten any jobs.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's one
part
of them. You know?
That would be hard Yeah, it's frustrating for sure. Like you said, I'd be really angry too. I would have canceled just the way you did. Like, yeah, a lot of people have problems with Angie's, Yelp, like those part services where they're sending you leads and then charging you per lead. A lot of people have trouble with those.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you know stop you know keeping online you know.
Right, like how they're still in business. Exactly, that's what I think too. It's like, how do they keep doing that year after year?
Yeah, it's like nothing, you know. Like it's, they know we don't have no anything like a guarantee, you know. Like at least you know,
right.
Like I say, I discuss with them, you know. Say, okay, you guys charge me, or sometimes they charge you like two times, like in the same course.
Oh, for the same
know?
Lead, really?
Yeah, and it's,
oh,
I had somebody calling. Hey, you know why I had charged like two eyes for the same client?
That's crazy.
You know, like so, and you know, it's like you know, I got trouble with like try to get a calling and say, oh, okay, so we have to go to take a look and see, and they send me to the other office, whatever. So I had to go to waiting in the phone.
Right.
And they say, oh, they had to check down the system. If we have approved the, you know, the probably maybe the customer didn't ever answer the phone or we not contacted with the customer, sometimes
right.
They, you know, they return it for them. But sometimes they know, well, if the customer, they don't contact you, well, it's not our problem. It's like between you and them. So you don't, you
exactly.
can contact them or they can contact you.
And then it doesn't get worked out and nothing happens, then you still have to pay that money.
Yeah, so, and they still charge it, you know, like, for something like, not even, I cannot even, you know, talk or text or whatever, you know, with the customer, and still
mm-hmm.
charge for them. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Really sorry to hear that, man, because, yeah, that would be annoying, definitely frustrating for sure. And with this, that's not going to happen, right? Because, I mean, the call goes straight to you only. And whether you talk to them or not, or you get a job, you're not getting charged for the call. It's just a flat fee every month. It's always the same payment every month. And that keeps you on the first page of Google and Bing. You're on all the directories. We put you on Facebook. And say someone was like searching, right? And they found you, but they didn't call you. Later on when they're in their Facebook, your ad is going to pop up in their Facebook. And then when they click on the ad, the call goes to you too. So we have a lot of things that work together to get those calls. I keep people calling you, keep people finding you, and those calls go directly to you. You don't have to worry about us being in the middle, charging you and dealing with all that stuff you were just talking about, right?
So question is, like, because there's nothing besides, like on the website and then you guys, right? Is that separate
exactly.
or how you...
So you would have your own website, your own
right.
Google business profile. Yeah, it's all your stuff. So your own name, address, phone number, website, it's all you. It's not connected to our website. It's all your stuff. So people are finding you and not us.
Okay.
So you have control over it.
Well, but like the website that I have is not, and, it's not part of the Google, you know. It's they how you say? Yeah, well, it's different, right? Yeah. I don't know where.
Right. Because I see the Acevedo renovations. I see you guys list. You guys have you're verified through Google already.
Well, a couple of years ago, I think I was trying to doing that, but I didn't do it for some reason. I don't remember what was the issue. They don't let me, you know, keep going, I think, on the line. So
oh, like they took it down.
And then like I always spoke with a girl before you, like I say her, you know, like my English is not like, you know, I'm Latino, so. It's
right.
Good, you know?
Oh, I got you. I think it's pretty good though. I mean, I understand you. Perfectly fine.
But, you know, like, when, if I had to either read something or, like, fill it out, you know, write it down and, you know, words.
Right.
A little more complicated. So.
Right.
That's
of course.
The other thing, too. You know, I can finish it up, you know, do the page and go over with you guys, like, probably maybe, like, 2 or 3 years ago, maybe that happens there. So. But if I try to go in again, I don't know how.
Well, we actually do that for you. That's one of the first things we do is get you verified. So if there's any problem with that, we'll fix that right away.
Yeah. You know, like, I say, you know, I don't know which part I'm missing or something I have to really do, but I have no idea, right? So that's what I think.
Right, like what it is, yeah.
Yeah. So, so that's why I was paying, you know, the other, you know, like one girl I was like from,
like that other company.
Like, yeah. So she was, you know, do like for me, for my stuff, you know, for my, do like, stuff for my business, you know, like, create my website, you know, so I pay, you know, everything separate that. So that's
right.
What she did for me. But besides that, no. So how do you guys work? Like for each month, they charge amount of money.
Exactly. It's just month to month. It's not based on leads or clicks. It's just month to month. So it's the same every month, no matter what. Even if you got 1,000 calls or 1,000 jobs, it's always the same amount every month.
Okay, and then there's any contract with you guys, or we can cancel any time, or?
Yeah, no contract, you can cancel at any time. Yeah, well, it's like a month-to-month thing, so if you wanted to, you know, put it on pause or cancel it, yeah, you can do that at any time.
All right.
We're really flexible with most things. I'm trying to make it easy.
And where are you guys from? Doing that, which part of the United States you guys work in?
Oh, we're in Southern California in a place called Fountain Valley. It's in Orange County, kind of near the Google headquarters.
Oh, in California. Okay.
In California, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good old California.
All right. So, and then, so yeah, tell me more about the, how much you guys charge it, like and then like besides that, what you guys need, you know, like
yeah, no, I mean, I could do that for you right now. So as for the pricing, you guys are almost 5 years in business, is that right?
Well, me, yeah, myself, yeah, well, I work for a long time, you know, and
like your experience is
like
longer.
Yes, yeah, but for my own, when I open my own company, it's like like five, let's say probably maybe 5 years, yeah.
Okay.
Almost six.
Okay, because if you're over 5 years, that would qualify you for something that we're running today. Like it's called a established business credit. So it brings the pricing down. So today you'd actually get reduced pricing. So it'd just be $249. Okay, and that's month to month, right? Like I said, there's no contract. So it's the same every month no matter what. Everything that I was talking to you about is all included in that.
Okay, $249. And then,
For the, do you also need the website as well? Or did you say you do have an actual website? I was looking, I couldn't find one online for you.
I have the website, yeah. I can.
You do have one.
I can give it.
Oh, here we go. Is it acevedorenovations.com? Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it. Did you make this yourself?
No. I paid someone.
It was the other company, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I don't remember which is the email for looking at that.
Yeah, it's Acevedo-renovations.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the one, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. So, because we can also build websites too, but if you don't need the website, then it would just be $249. Yeah, and that's the same every month, like I said. It's always the same.
$249. Okay.
Because like I said, it's not based on clicks or jobs. It's just a flat fee every month.
And then, so the example is like, let's say, yeah, you know, we work with them. Let's say tomorrow, if someone called me, they say, oh, well, I was looking in Google, they provide me the number, or how they know there was the people they look in Google, they saw something about you.
Yeah. Like, so they don't have to know your business name, right? All they have to know is the service you provide. So if they search for any service you provide, so you provide a lot of services, so brick and stone or renovation, framing, you know, decks, whatever it is, concrete, any service that you provide, if they search within that 40-mile radius, you come up on the first page on all of these different websites, Google, Facebook, you know, all the directories, Bing, everything. So that's how they find you, just by searching, like how everyone searches every day, right? All they have to do is a search for, you know, renovation, you know, contractor near me, or any service you provide, and then you pop up as one of their recommended options. So then they call you directly. So it's between you and the client. We're not involved at all.
Oh, between them and me. Okay.
So it's better that way.
Yeah, for some, yeah. I think it's more flexible, and then, you know, going straight, you know, with the client, with the people and the
right,
and then the contract. That way we can contact directly, you know, that we don't have to get it way online or someone that can, you know.
Exactly. And then race to get to the client first. And then if you don't get to them, you still pay for the lead. No, nothing like that. They call you directly. You guys work it out between each other. And even if you didn't get the job, you don't pay for the lead. So you can, you know, pick the business that you want, and you have more control over it.
Okay, I see. Yeah, some better for me, you know.
Exactly. Better for you and your company, not better for the company that's charging you money, like, you know, Yelp or Angie's or whatever.
Right. Yeah. So
what do you think? I mean, worth giving a try at least, right?
Well, you said $249, right? That's amount of money. Okay, $249
right.
Month.
Exactly. And that's the same every month, even if, you know, 100 people call you or 500 people call you or 500 jobs, it's always the same, no matter how much success or, you know, jobs that you have.
And then, so the other thing is, like, you know, like when I go like in Google, right? And like
right.
my profile, so to try to, you know, do my, how you say, create my Google business, something like that. Do you guys?
Yeah, your Google business
that?
Profile. Yeah, that's one of the first things we do. So we'll take care of that. We build all your profiles on the directories. Oh, you know, website if needed, or if not, you know, that. And then Facebook, we build everything for you. Yep. Even the Google business profile.
Okay.
So anything you can think of, we build it for you. So we have like a tech team who builds everything for you. And then you just focus on, you know, answering the calls, talking to the customers, and getting the jobs. And then if you want to, you can make suggestions. Like if you wanted to run a promotion for the company or change something, or, you know, you had a question, we're there Monday through Friday if you want to do anything like that too.
Okay, let's see. Okay, and then if I had to get it canceled any time, so I had to get it call you guys And then,
yeah, all you have to do is just let us know 3 business days ahead. Like, just call us and let us know, hey, I want to, you know, put it on pause, or I want to cancel it before my next payment. And then they can do that for you. There's no like charges that go along with it. Like I said, it's we're flexible with most things. We make it easy for pretty much anything.
Okay. My thing is like I don't know. I have to get it thinking, and then see if I can.
Okay. What? Yeah. So what are you thinking? I mean, at least worth giving a try, right? I think we've narrowed down all the reasons not to do it, right? There's only reasons left to give it a try.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like, yeah, like, you know, like, well, I think, you know, like you said, you know, like, if we're going to pay that much money, you know, it's not a problem if I had to, you know, pay the money, like, $260 or something, yeah. If you had a job and you make money from the job, so you can pay.
Exactly. So it pays for it. Exactly.
Yeah. So,
right. And that's typically what it does. I mean, I've been here 2 years, like just on a personal, you know, note, I've been here 2 years and I haven't had anybody cancel due to like success or results, like getting jobs. Maybe they might put it on pause during the winter if it's like landscaping or something that's seasonal, but I know no one's ever canceled because of results. And I mean, just to give you an idea, right? So using that same tracking system that you'd be able to use, because we track everything for you to see where the calls are coming from, you know, see the keywords you're being found for, I mean, anything. So using that same system, I can trace how many searches were done for any keyword, right, in the last 30 days. So let's just say, because you guys do, looks like what's a really profitable search? Do you guys do like bathroom and kitchen remodels?
Yes, I don't do that much. Because I'm here is like a summer, so I like to work in summer outside more.
Oh, okay. So what's the main thing you want to be found for? Like, what's the best keyword? Like, best job that you do that you want to be doing the most?
Oh, I do a lot of like masonry. That's what I do.
Masonry. Okay, so mainly masonry. Okay, so let's go with. Let's see here. So for masonry, we'll pick, like, let's say mason near me. Like, I'll put in mason near me for patios. So within just your area, right? So just for Waterford in the last 30 days, there's been almost 600 searches. So let's say on the low end, right, we got you 1% of those searches, right? Now that's, for sake of argument, it's going to be more than that, but that's still a pretty high number. That's 6 solid good calls, good jobs, right, per month. Now, that's not bad. That's going to for sure pay for this, right, $299, $249, whatever it is. Now, that's only one keyword that we've all, you know, targeted and one area. You can have up to 12 areas that we target and up to 15 different keywords that you can be found for. So then, not only are you getting those 6 calls, but now we multiply that for all the other 14 keywords and 11 other areas. So, like you said, you know, this is going to pay for itself, right?
Right, right, yeah.
For sure. As long as it pays for itself, $299 is nothing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because, with one job like that, you know, we're making that money, so for pay that, but no problem, you know.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's like something, you know, we think like, okay, we have no complaint with that, you know, it's okay. We have,
right. Yeah. No one's going to cancel on money, right? If you're getting jobs.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And like I said, you can cancel at any time if you're not happy with it. I mean, I've never had anybody do that, but you can cancel at any time and there's no fees associated with it. You're not happy with it. Fine. We can just part ways, but it's at least worth giving a shot, right?
All right, but you will be available to helping me with
anything.
Spray, with a
Yeah, I'm still the lead on the account, so I'd be there anytime you need me.
All right. So let's try it.
Okay, let's do it. So let's see. So for the verification, right, on Google, was the 12 Vivian CT, was that with the address that you tried to verify?
Yeah, it's 12 Vivian Court. That's why they put CT, because Court.
Court, yeah. Right, okay. And that's Waterford, Connecticut, 06385, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then for clients to contact you directly, is this number okay, 860-552-8106?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then Fabian, once I get everything set up, I send you an email that has everything that's included, right? So you can see everything and, you know, for your records too. What's a good email for you? The one I have from your website, is that good? Or what's the best email to send it to?
Let me see, because I have two. I don't know. Can you tell me which one you have?
Yeah, I'm going to check right now. I'm going to bring it back up right now. So the one you have listed on your Facebook and on your other profile was the Fabian_Acevedo@sbcglobal.net, but you also have one that's connected to your website too, the Fabian@AcevedoRenovations.com. Which one's better, you think?
Probably maybe that one with the website, because they can look in the website directly. Probably.
Yeah, because then it connects exactly. Because then it connects directly to the website.
Right. So okay, so you can do that. Yeah, in that one.
So that one's better, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to use that one. So just to confirm with you, so you have it too, you can write it down if you want. So it's, I'm going to go back to it right now. So it's Fabian@Acevedo-Renovations.com. That's the one we're going to send it to.
Okay,
And then your name is Fabian Acevedo, right? Acevedo is your last name?
My last name, correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for... like your name, address, phone number, website that's going to appear online, like when clients find you and they search. What about your hours of operation? Is that like 9 to 5, or are you doing like 8 to 5?
You can put it from I think from 9. Yeah.
9 to 5.
Because sometimes, you know, I got my kids, I'm here, so sometimes they, you know, sleeping next to us and somebody called, I don't want to, you know, wake her up.
Yeah, you don't want it to be really early, exactly. Yeah, that could be bothersome.
Right. Weekends, you know. Sometimes I work very early, but some days, you know, if I have something to do, you know, I stay home, you know, I just leave, you know, with other people working on it. Because sometimes I have to, you know, bring sometimes my kids to the school, and so, you know, I will be a little late, you know, go to work, so, but somebody else, you know, in the job is working already, so.
Right.
So at the point, you know, I don't want you to call me, like, 7 in the morning in that time and ringing my phone and then waking up, you know, my kids, you know, so.
Exactly. So you want the calls just for Monday through Friday then, not Saturday, or also Saturday?
No, you can put Saturday. Yeah, Saturday's fine too.
So 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for clients to contact you when they find you, is phone, text, and email okay?
Yes, yeah. Phone and email, yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Now for the areas that you want to service, like I said, you can have up to 12. You have, let's see, like 30 listed on your Angie's, but is there any, do you have like a top 12? I'll list the ones that you have and you tell me which ones are the best. So we have like Norwich, Gales Ferry, Groton. Do you have any ones that are like the best, like where you get you know, the best type of jobs or you've had the most luck in? Can you give me like a top, you know, 10?
Oh, do you want me to give you the name, the towns? I mean.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I have 30 of them that are listed, but we can only list 12. So I want to list your top 12, like the best 12.
Okay, okay. Let's see. You can put it like North Stonington, Mystic.
Groton, okay.
Yeah. Where else? Where's the other one?
Norwich.
Norwich. Yeah, you can put in Norwich too. Yeah. Norwich.
Okay. And what about Gales Ferry?
I just been there like a couple times only. I know it's like
okay,
a
so
small
no.
town.
Yeah, okay. So let's go with the bigger ones then. So I have Mystic, Norwich, Groton. What about Chester?
Chester. Chester. What is Chester? I try to remember.
And North Stonington for sure, right?
Yeah, North Stonington, yes. So, yeah. That's a little more up than Mystic.
Yeah, like a little bigger, right? Yeah. So probably more high-paying jobs. What about Essex?
Essex. Yeah, you could put Essex. Madison.
You said Milestone?
No, Madison.
Oh, Madison. Okay, yep, I see it. There it is. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, Madison, Guilford.
Guilford?
Yep.
Okay, got it.
I don't know how many miles to them there, but I think maybe like 30, 35 miles.
Yeah, I think you have up to 50 miles. So if it's within 50 miles, you're good.
Okay.
You have 8 so far. We can have 4 more.
Or more.
What about
okay.
Clinton or Salem?
Niantic, you can put in Niantic or East Line.
Niantic and, or Niantic.
Yeah, Niantic, yeah.
Niantic is a good one? Okay, East what about?
So I don't know. The two names they always call the same.
It's similar, yeah. That's what I was going to say. And what about Salem? Salem's pretty big, right?
I don't know about that. I just passed away there, but I don't know how big.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, let's go with the ones you know the best, like where you have the most luck. So what we have so far is Mystic, Norwich, Groton, Chester, North Stonington, Essex, Madison, Guilford, and Niantic. Now, that is 9. You can have 3 more.
Okay.
New London, maybe?
Yeah, that's next to my town. Yeah, you can put in New London also, yeah.
And then what about Guilford?
I told that one already. You gonna put in the list here?
Oh, there it is. Yep, I do have it. You're right.
Where is next to here? You can put it online.
Online, okay. What about Oakdale?
I don't have no idea where is that.
Oh, okay. You know, worries. You know what I can also do is have the... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I said I don't have any, I don't know, the map, so I can take a look.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Yeah, I can have the technician look at the map, too, and then they can suggest ones within that 50-mile radius that have, like, high search volumes for specific keywords that you use. That way you can get more searches that way, too, if you want.
Yeah, because we, yeah, I know we come from the, if I go to the south, I come from Guilford, Clinton. I don't know, you have Clinton on it?
Clinton. I don't think I do. Okay, I'll put that to Clinton. I think that's 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, I see you have one more, if you got it.
Okay, I can do, probably, let's say, Old Sabre or Deep River.
The river, Old Sable, or what was the other one?
Deep River.
Deep River. There it is. Okay. Yep. Okay, got it. And then, let's see, so that should do it for that. Now, we're using your website, right? So we're going to use your site, and that's what we'll put on your Google business profile, like where all the traffic goes, right? We're going to use yours, right?
Say again. Sorry, one more time.
We're going to use your website for everything, right? To drive all the traffic to, like, right. Okay, perfect. And then, let's see, and then this is the correct phone number. And then, okay. And then for services that you offer, you can have up to 15. Now, I know that you do a lot of services, right? You do brick and stone, carpentry, decks. But for the masonry, you want to focus more on that, right? So let's focus more on, like, the brick and stone, the steps, floors, concrete, like that stuff, right? You'd rather focus on that than the other stuff?
Yeah, well, because I think the masonry depends on which part of the state you live, because, you know, like where I live, you know, people more use like stone or pavers, you know, the kind of like just some materials than in the other states, you know. Compare that, you know, most other places they use more concrete. But I'm here,
right?
We don't do them concrete. We use more the stones, you know, bluestones, pavers, concrete pavers, you know, those the people mostly use it. I'm here. So,
right. Okay. So, which ones are going to work best for you? So, I have masonry, brick paving, interlocking pavers, let's see, patio paving, walks and steps.
Walks
and steps install, driveway, paving, and then you do flooring too, right?
Yeah, flooring, yep.
Driveway hardwood paving, flooring, hardwood. Do you do other types of flooring too besides hardwood?
Tile.
Tiling, okay, so tile flooring.
The vinyl plank flooring.
Vinyl flooring. So let's see how many we have. So we have mason, brick paving. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You have two more. So we focus mostly on paving and flooring. Now, I know you do decks, fences, landscaping. Which ones do you want to use for what we have left? Like roofing? I know roofing is profitable, right? That'd be a good one.
Yeah, but the area where I live, I don't like to do that much roofing because it's like so many people, companies are roofing them here. So,
yeah. So what about the painting and pressure washing? Do you want to add that too?
Yeah, you can add it that one. Yeah.
That's good for the last two, I think. So interior painting and exterior, or do you want to focus on the exterior or which one's better for you?
But question, you say how many, 12?
You have 15. You have 15 of these. That's why I want to make sure it's your top 15, like the jobs that you want to be found for.
But I mean, like in masonry, it's like one type and it's everything, including masonry, like a paving.
Yeah, because it's, exactly. So it's better to be more specific, right? That's why I put masonry first. That's a good one, because anyone types masonry, you pop up. But if you're more specific, like brick paving, or like say patio paving, or like driveway paving, then you'll still pop up. Now I can just put the word paving. That way, if they put any, if anyone searches just the word paving, you'll pop up. Do you want that better? That way you can have more keywords.
I think, yeah, because it's, because otherwise it's going to be only like probably maybe, like besides the masonry, it's going to be probably maybe another two or three things more, that's it, right?
Right, exactly. So this helps you get more, exactly. So I'm just going to put masonry, paving, right? Is there any more that you want to be specific with the paving? Like I can put driveway paving and then like walkway paving maybe?
Paving work.
Or do you want to just
stone?
Okay, stone work. That's a good one. Stone work.
Yeah, stone work.
Okay, stone work. So I put paving, stone work, masonry. Let's see. And then what about for the rest? Is there any others that you want to put for the masonry? Because I already have flooring, you know, hardwood flooring, tile, all that stuff.
Okay, you can take, just put it like hardwood flooring and vinyl plank. You take out the tile. We can put in the last if we have room.
If we have room left, okay. So I have masonry, paving, stonework, flooring, hardwood flooring, and then vinyl flooring, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Painting,
we have interior painting. Do you want exterior on there too, or just interior?
Interior and exterior.
Yeah, good to have both. And then pressure washing. So let's see how many that is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You have 6 more.
All right. Siding.
Siding, okay.
Okay, so siding, decks.
Deck install and deck repair too?
Yeah, decking, repair or build. I don't know how you gonna.
Yeah, I put deck install, but you know what I can also do is have the technician. He can actually let you know which ones have the highest search volumes, like which ones people search for the most. That way you can get more searches that way too.
All right. Yeah, probably, yeah, maybe they put it like a decking store probably maybe because, you know, some people, they want to like just.
Yeah, like install a deck. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I put deck install and then deck repair.
Yeah. Correct.
That's good, right? And then I put pressure washing. So that's, let me make sure how many this is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So you have 3 more if you want. What about like remodeling, like bathroom remodel or kitchen,
yeah,
or like basement remodel?
Yeah, you can put it like basement remodeling. You can put it like also steel rack install. Because it's part of the remodeling, basically. You know, like put it
right.
Like insulation.
What type of rock did you say?
Steel rack.
Sheet rock? Okay, sheet rock install. Okay. I think that's 15. And you can change them out at any time, too. You can change them, like, because we have that tracking system, right? So you can see which ones you're being searched for the most and then ones you're not being searched for, so we can trade them out if there's like a better one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So I think that does it for that part.
So
I think that's it. Yeah.
Other thing, sorry, I got a question.
Yeah.
You know, because I have my two accounts, because and my website, because the show I have, because I do landscaping too, right? I do landscaping.
Right.
And in the future, I do plowing. So, but I have like two different licenses, or I don't know how.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Yeah.
Because they don't let me do the landscaping and plowing, and the same license we have with the contracting, you know. So that's why,
right,
I have to get it open, another license, get insurance for plowing, and then basically, you know, the landscaping covers like plowing and then landscaping for the whole year. Because it's not
right
over here, it's only like 4 months, 3 months, you know. But the insurance, they charge us for a whole year. But they put it like the landscaping also included with the plowing.
Oh, okay. So do you want to include those? Because since you can only do it in some areas, do you want to still put landscaping or plowing?
Right, because the season, depending on the season, right? So right now it's
right
summer. So right now it's not, we don't do plowing, you know, only in the winter. But
right,
if they're going to stay in the system, you know, people, they will be looked, you know, somebody needs to get a plow, you know, and the
okay
winter. But
I got you. Yep. So what we'll do is we'll put landscaping now, and then later when it gets colder, and we can add the snow plowing.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, so we'll just do that.
Because,
you, like I said, you can change them at any time. So, yeah, for now, we'll just put landscaping. And then later, when you can do the snow plowing, we'll add that. So then you can be found for that during the winter, too.
Okay, sure.
Okay, cool, perfect. And then, let's see. Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, of course. And like I said, I'm here. I'm going to give you my contact info once we finish up, so you can actually, you know, if you want to change something, you got questions, you know, I'm there. Now, as for the billing address, is that the same, the 12 Vivian, you know, circuit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so that's Waterford, Connecticut, 06385, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and then the payment method, is that like a Visa or a MasterCard?
There's a MasterCard.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay. 54.
Uh-huh.
80.
Okay.
0608.
Mm-hmm.
2797.
Okay. And then there should be four more, right?
Yes, yeah. 9925.
Okay, so just to confirm that I have it correct, 5480608279799925.
Correct, yep.
Okay, and then the expiration?
1023.
And then the number on the back?
300.
300. Okay. Now, I'm also going to set up a security question. Oh, let's see here. Oh, it's because I have the circle there. That's why. Okay. So I'm also going to set up a security question for you. So you know it's us when we're calling and the calls are more secure. There's three options. There's your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
You can put it as city where I was born.
Okay. And what's the name of the city?
So let's put it Ecuador, because I'm from Ecuador. So let's put Ecuador.
Okay, Ecuador. Any specific city or just put Ecuador?
No, you just put it Ecuador.
Okay. You know, I traveled to Ecuador before. It's a nice place. Like, it's beautiful. I was in Cuenca. Were you ever,
oh,
did
really?
You ever live there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I always walk. Yeah, so, yeah, I was from, like 3 hours from there.
Oh, really? Nice. What was the name of the city?
Oh, Sukua.
Sukua, okay. Yeah, I never went there. But yeah, I like Cuenca, though. It was nice.
Yeah, because Cuenca is a city, it's little kind of like, you know, like over here when it's like, it's like little, you know, wind, cold, I'm there. But where I live is like always hot, you know, hot and humid, like summer always.
Basically. Yeah, that's how it was for me too. Like you were saying before, the weather changes really fast, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cuenca, it is almost in the middle of the country from Ecuador, but I'm in the on the right side. I'm in the east and the southeast and the southeast.
Oh, the southeast from Cuenca.
Uh-huh.
Oh, of the country itself. Okay, nice. And so you were born and raised there? Like you lived there for most of your life?
Well, right now, yeah, I'm here in this country like for almost 21 years almost I'm here. Yeah, but, you know, I'm traveling, you know, I go back and forth, you know, I must do when when it's in heavy winter. Because I don't really like winter time. I'm here, you know, honestly.
Right.
You know,
especially being from Ecuador. Yeah, it's too cold, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So only sometimes if I contract with a plowing, I'm staying here because we never know when we have snow because the job. So that's why I'm staying here. Like sometimes from like December, January, and February. But if I have any contract with plowing and stuff. But otherwise, I go over there back to like, at least, you know, like 2 months or 3 months and I come back here. That's what I did.
Oh, nice. So you go back pretty frequently then?
Yeah, yeah. We're going like that way. Cause I got down there my family from my mom and my mom, she's from Quito, from the capital. From Quito.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
I went there briefly. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, and my dad is from Sukua, where the town where I live, like where I explained to you, like next to, like from Cuenca, like almost 3 hours in the car from Cuenca.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's a long drive from Cuenca. Yeah, it's like three and a half hours, something like that.
Uh huh. Yeah. So.
Yep. That's cool though, cause yeah, I went there. I was there for like. A few months. I was there for a long time.
Oh, really?
Can yeah.
You in Cuenca or you go?
Cuenca, I had some, Osilgas is a small, real small town near Cuenca. Quito, but very briefly with Quito. And then I went to Guayaquil too, the bigger one.
Oh, Guayaquil too. Okay.
Yeah. That one was cool. It's more kind of like the States, like a bigger, but I like the smaller towns, like Cuenca, because it was like the historical town. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, Cuenca is really nice. Nice place to stay. You know, it's like everyone's, you know, kind of, you know, we help each other once, you know. It's a nice city down there in Cuenca. Cuenca, Guayaquil.
Yeah.
No, Cuenca,
exactly.
Ambato, Riobamba. Nice.
Chayabamba. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As many places you can go, you know. You can go to the lake, you can go to the Chimborazo, the volcano, you know, all the way down at the up.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you can go farther out to like close to the coast too. That was kind of cool by the beach.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. But now in this time, it's like, it's a little danger, you know, because a lot of people coming from all the countries down there.
That's what I've heard. I saw on the news. Yeah, there's been a lot of crime and, like, violence, right?
Yeah. Like, people from Venezuela or Peru. Peru, not that much. But Venezuela, they're people from China down there. They coming from, where's these other people from, what is it? This place, from Cuba, you know, they just go, Colombia, so the people, they don't want to work, they just, you know, go and rob it to the